Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on Newstalk.
Good morning and welcome to Breakfast Business, and thank you to Tara Duggan. It is Tuesday, the 26th of August at 6:31. Coming up in today's show, we'll be talking to the boss of Mondello Park, and we'll be looking at how AI is cutting corners in the office and all the markets as usual, including that firing of the Fed official Lisa Cook. You can email us, business@newstalk.com. But first, let's have a look at the main business stories in the newspapers and websites. Conor Pope in the Irish Times reports that the cost of groceries has continued to climb, with supermarket inflation put at just under 6% or more than three times the rate of the general inflation. According to the latest research from the retail analyst Kantar World Panel, alcohol sales soared during the summer as a result of a raft of outdoor events, from the Galway races to All Together Now to Oasis and Robbie Williams concerts in Croke Park. The data highlight how the cost of living crisis is a long way from over, with the year-on-year rate of grocery inflation climbing to 5.9% compared with 5.4% recorded 4 weeks ago. While the current rate is a long way adrift of the rate, almost 17%, which Kantar reported at the height of the crisis 2 years ago, the latest price hikes come on top of and not instead of previously high inflation, and mean most households are worse off by in excess of €3,000 a year. Owen O'Hare in the Business Post reports that the Irish gambling giant Flutter has stopped its real money gaming operations in India after the company passed a new law prohibiting the practice. In a statement, the New York-listed Paddy Power owner said that it was actively evaluating options after the Indian Parliament passed legislation last week banning gambling products related to online gaming. Peter Jackson, the chief executive of Flutter, said that he was extremely disappointed with the sudden changes to the regulatory landscape in India, adding that the change would drive customers to the unregulated market. According to the Dublin-headquartered firm, Flutter's Indian operations, led by its subsidiary Jungly, were expected to contribute approximately €171 million in revenues this year. The FT reports that Grant Thornton has axed almost all of its UK-based secretaries in a move that cut costs months after one of the country's largest accounting firms sold a majority stake to a private equity group, Cinven. Scores of personal assistants and some support staff were asked to leave in June, according to several people at the firm who said roles were being outsourced to Grant Thornton's sister firm in India. One of the people said 40 such roles were being outsourced.
Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on Newstalk.